Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Been looking forward to doing this one after the Miami Heat made their selection of Khalil Ware in the first round. And, man, he has had a summer. Yeah. Lighting it up for the Miami Heat. They take good. The summer league. He has been good. Yeah. And we are excited. We got his college head coach joining us here on the program, the great Mike Woodson, head coach of Indiana University. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And thank you for spending some time to talk about Khalil here with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing
excellent,
great.
Coach. Excellent.
We're doing great. How have you thought Khalil's summer has gone? You know, the Heat had a great summer league, and he was a big part of it. What have been your impressions getting to watch him immediately in the program?
Well, I thought he had a great summer. You know, I spent a little time out in Vegas and watched him a few times. And, you know, it is a major jump from college to the NBA as well as high school to college. And he's still got a lot to learn. You know, I thought from a team standpoint, he couldn't have picked a better organization, you know, with Pat Riley sitting at the top and Mickey Erickson and Coach Spoelstra, it doesn't get much better than him, man, because he's figured it out a long time ago and has been very successful with that organization. So I just think sky's the limit for the young man. He just got to come in and listen and learn and continue to grow as a basketball player.
You were with him, Coach, at his draft intro press conference there with Spo and with Riley. Like, what was that day like with Khalil and just kind of getting his feet wet being with an NBA organization?
Nerve-wracking. I'm sitting there trying to be calm as hell for him and his mom and his loved ones that were sitting there at the table, and because you just don't know. And when he got the call at 15, man, I couldn't have been more proud for a young man and his family, man. His mom has been great to me, you know, when I made the commitment to bring him and they committed to me. The one thing she said to me was, work his ass. and we did. And she never said one thing, man. She was a great parent that wanted the best for her son. And we tried to teach him on and off the court to do the right things, man. And he bought in and he worked and he put himself in a great position, man, to be drafted. And I'm glad Miami Heat, you know, picked him because I think it's a great spot for him, a great organization, a great way for him to learn the NBA game the right way.
They had said, Adam Simon, their GM, he had said that they had done a lot of talking about Kalel before they ended up selecting him. When they reached out to you guys, what did they want to know about the young man that they were potentially going to select?
Well, just like most organizations, you know, they want to know what, you know, what his habits are like, what he likes to do off the court. Does he work hard on the basketball floor? How high is his IQ? Can he pick up things quickly? And, you know, all I could tell him was the kid was very skilled when I got him. You know, there was that rap that he didn't work hard and play at a high level. And you know, we all forget, you know, these are young kids, man, and it takes time. And when I got him, it took about a month, man, to break him and get him where we thought he could help us win basketball games and play at a high level. And, you know, and as the season went on, he got better. You know, that's how I judge guys. I mean, from where we start and where we finished. And when you look at his numbers based on what he did his year at Oregon, it's just a big jump. Big jump.
What was, you say it took like a month. Was there just like getting used to your demands as you know, I know as coach, you're a guy who demands a lot of your players defensively, all that type of stuff. So like, was that the thing that you just needed to get him as far as like up to speed? Cause was he relying on skill too much maybe in previous stuff, at his previous stop? Or what were the things that you were just like, that was the click moment for him?
Well, it was really effort given second and third, you know, effort. You know, I mean, he just, you know, early on, you know, he didn't run the floor hard. He didn't go after shots and block shots. And, you know, he didn't rebound out of his space, you know, things that big men should do. And, you know, once we got him over that hump and where he was making second and third effort plays and running the floor and blocking shots and rebounding the ball, it started to become easier. You know, and when we got him, he physically wasn't fit. You know, we had to put weight on him. And I find when guys come in not physically ready to play and they start to develop that part of their body mentally, you know, they're in a good space, man. And they start probably doing things that they didn't think that they were capable of doing. And I mean,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he did everything from a basketball standpoint that we needed him to do on and off the court, man. And he was rewarded for it.
Is there something that a lot of people don't know about Kalel personality-wise or like he is off the court that like you just like about him? Like, is there just something that's just not known about him that you find interesting?
What was really unusual, you know, and I mean, you deal with a lot of parents and a lot of young men at this level. And when I got him, when I challenged him, man, everything was yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, he never once, which, you know, I don't mind players barking back. That's healthy to me, you know, from a coach's standpoint. It lets me think you're ticking, you know, but he was just so gentlemanlike in his approach to wanting to learn how to play basketball, man. And that was pleasant, man, for me from a coaching standpoint, because I did challenge him early and tried to push him in the right direction, and he responded.
Can you talk about, you know, in this modern game, bigs are kind of asked to do everything. Him adding that three-point shot that he had with you guys, like, he didn't shoot a ton, but he shot it effectively. What do you think is, I guess, the ceiling for that? Do you feel like he's a guy who's going to always shoot a ton, or just a capable shooter? Because people are wondering about, like, the offensive matchup with him and Bam on a playing on a court together and what that could be.
Well, again, you know, that's going to be up to Spo and, you know, his staff and how they develop him and the things that they want him to do. You know, but if he becomes a big-time three-point shooter, you know, at his position, it just opens up things for a lot in terms of what they're trying to probably do from a basketball standpoint. But only time will tell. I mean, the bottom line is he's shown he can make threes. You know, for us, he had to, when I look at his stats, he's, you know, he's got to get better in making free throws because he's going to get fouled. He shot, I think, 60-some% for us, 63 for us. I don't know what he shot in the summer league, but his numbers were pretty good there. But it's all about Spo's style. And, you know, I think he fits his style. And the one thing I do know, they're going to work his butt off and make him a better player. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask for, man. You just got to go along for the ride and do your part, really.
That was something that it was noticeable. You mentioned getting fouled a lot. Like, no, I know it's summer league, but, like, man, it definitely is that nobody could corral him. Like, everybody had – they were sending him to the line a ton because he's just such a force, Coach. Like, was that just something noticeable last year? Like, man, nobody can seem to get this – can defend this kid clean because he's got so much, I guess, offensive ferocity and firepower to him.
Well, I didn't go – you know, I didn't really go to him a lot on the low post, you know, when I had him. I rarely sell him, which was – that's why his numbers are so amazing. You know, I look at him, see, almost 16 and 10 rebounds, and I really never – I didn't milk him like I did Trayce Jackson Davis, you know, on the block. And I put him in a lot of pick and rolls. You know, he got offensive putbacks. You know, that was his way of scoring, but the pick and rolls, we were able to learn not to always, you know, throw him pocket passes and stuff. I mean, there's times when you have to throw them, but a lot of times we were able to just put the ball in the air, and he was able to go get it and either dunk it or come down and finish it. So, I mean, and then he got early strikes, is what we call in transition, by just running the floor. And we were able to find him that way. But, you know, I didn't run a lot of plays for him, but his numbers indicated probably I did, but I really didn't. So I think just from a skill set, he's capable of doing pretty much anything on the basketball floor. He just got to learn the NBA game and the way Spo likes to play.
You have any sense of like how long a transition like that for a guy of his talent? Do you have any sense of how long it could be till he's going to be at that comfort level? Like, I guess what you think his rookie year, how big of an impact you think he could make?
Well, you know, I don't, you know, you can't judge that. Only time will tell. You know, he's got to get in there and learn what they want him to do and put the time in, man. And if he does that, I mean, you know, I look at all of the players that pretty much play for the Heat. They all work hard and they get better, man, and they win. So, you know, I don't see that being a problem for him.
You, your program just announced you're putting Victor Oladipo into your Basketball Hall of Fame. How did you guys come to that? He's got a lot of love down here, even though, you know, it ended short with injuries for him. A lot of Heat fans were big Oladipo fans.
He deserves to be there based on the body of work that he did here at Indiana University, and he's had a hell of a pro career as well. So, I mean, I'm happy. I spoke to him about a month ago and congratulated him, and if I'm around, I'm going to stick my head in there and watch some of the ceremonies. But he definitely belongs in the hall here.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And thank you for giving us some insight into Kalel. We're very excited to watch him this year. Best of luck for your upcoming season.
Thank you. We love him here in Hoosier Land. Ain't no doubt about that.
Appreciate
take care, guys.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.